Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Edmidoco and Regal with fire departments responded to a fast-moving wildfire Saturday on Christian Lane. They fought alongside Bolton, Northwest, Buckhead, and the Forest Service, dealing with extremely high winds for several hours before knocking the fire down. Meanwhile, the Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County continues to be a problem despite Saturday and Sunday's rains. The fire escaped containment Saturday and spread to 1,500 acres. The Forest Service is being assisted by units from as far away as Horry County. A Code Orange air quality alert was issued through Sunday. Firefighting aircraft were grounded at one point due to civilian drones flying in the area. Most of Columbus County remains in a severe drought, according to the State Drought Monitor released on Thursday. Currently, Columbus is around 8 inches below average rainfall. Some areas could be classified in the extreme category if the area does not see significant rain in the next week. The rain this weekend did help, but it was not the drop buster needed for the entire area. Wildlife conditions continue to deteriorate. In other news, a high-speed chase that started in Whiteville Friday ended at Evergreen with one person in custody. We have reached out to law enforcement for more information, and we'll have an update later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will vote on a move that will increase taxes for municipalities. The county is considering a percentage-based system for service and collection, as opposed to a per parcel fee policy that has been in place since 2010. Town and city leaders say the county violated the existing agreement by canceling the original policy without notice. The cost of collection will be passed on to local governments. Saturday may have been the largest North Carolina Strawberry Festival ever. The 92nd annual event drew thousands of visitors to Chadburn for a parade, entertainment, and other events. The rush to beat the Real ID deadline is jamming DMV license offices statewide. The Real ID will be required for domestic flights and entering some federal facilities after Wednesday. It's issued through driver's license offices. Lines for all DMV services at the Whiteville and Elizabethtown offices have been wrapped around the sides of each building. And a number of Real ID applicants from Brunswick County reported coming to Whiteville on Friday due to missed appointments and 5-hour wait times at the Brunswick DMV office. Finally, a reminder that the Annie Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market food distribution this Saturday starting at 9 a.m., and that'll take place at the Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church located at 6224 Chadburn Highway in Chadburn. There are no residency, income, or ID requirements, and please bring your own bags and boxes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.